Breakfast. Now, even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack.
Welcome to the Best Bits podcast. It's Jack here for more Radio Breakfast, and we put together our favourite bits from the past week. You know, the moments in the show that made us laugh. So enjoy, and make sure you join us live every morning on More Radio from 6 a.m.
Tom, Lou and Jack. The Best Bits. Even more Radio Breakfast. More
Radio. So more confusing COVID news here. What is the song we've been told to sing for the last 6 months when washing our hands?
Happy Birthday.
Happy Birthday. Researchers are now saying that the worst song to sing is Happy Birthday.
What? Why?
Well, generally, because of the spread of the enunciation of the B's and P's. Happy Birthday. Do you happy birthday? Releases large droplets.
Oh.
So it's the worst song.
Oh, no.
To sing.
Okay, well, what are good sounds then?
Well, they're suggesting the sound W is.
Oh, because you don't do any sort of lip smacking.
Yeah, but I don't know any songs, short 20-second songs with unless we put what into Happy Birthday.
Well, yeah, that works, doesn't it? We'll have to.
Go on then.
Once we got into the routine of singing Happy Birthday.
Go on then.
How we birthday to you.
Well, no,
how
I'd
we
say
birthday to you.
Because I'd say you're pushing
you
out on the D as well. So I'd do it again and even drop the D, I would.
How we were to you.
Oh, we can't do T's either. No. Hang on. No. How we were way, woo, woo.
Yeah, there you go.
How we were way, woo, woo. How we were way, woo.
If you've just turned on, this is More Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. If this is the first time you've ever listened, yeah, it pretty much stays like this.
Even More Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The Best Bits.
So, challenge is on. If you just joined us, this is what's happening. We've read this morning that if your home has an interesting backstory to it, then it could add 10% to the value of the property.
That's a lot.
It's a lot of money, yeah.
We don't have any interesting stories behind our homes. Lou thinks he might have a little bit. So,
yeah.
We've decided to make them up on the show this morning, and we'll write them down. And when we come to sell our homes, this will be as part of the write-up going forward.
That's the plan.
All right. Who wants to go first?
Well, I mean, I'm interested to hear Lou's real-life story.
Okay. Well, I've obviously embellished it to make it sound fancier. Mm-hmm. So I live in Punnett Town, which is just outside Heathfield.
There's money here.
Yeah. And where I live, the house, is built on the site of the greengrocer that was owned by Samson Punnett.
Oh, right.
Punnett Town's name after.
Yeah.
And not only was he a greengrocer, he was a bit of an experimental botanist and is credited with coming up with the plum cot, the lime quat, and also the tabery.
10% on the house, right?
You're
there,
having a lot. I'll take 10% off.
No, that's a good one.
It's a greengrocer's house. That's nothing.
Did you know that where I used to live, where I live now, this is fascinating. Henry VIII once stayed. He stayed in my house.
But your house was built in the 80s.
Shush. Henry VIII once stayed in my house, and this is when he was on a weekend away with his little-known seventh wife, Debbie. Now, he kept this relationship very secret because Debbie was the sister of one of his biggest rivals.
Yeah.
King Pablo of Colombia. And so when they built more houses on the street, the council named the road in honour of the Henry VIII stay and his seventh wife, Debbie. So that's why, where I live, Deb's Passage is very popular. Jack was 10% right there. Jack? Have you got any history behind your home?
I need to come round soon. It's been a while since I visited Deb's Passage.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack.
Now, regular listeners to the show will know that at this time, every now and then, we tend to do something a bit racy, because if there's a racy story that's caught our eye, we like to do it before the kids are up, you know what I mean? We don't embarrass the kids, we embarrass you in front of the kids. But we're also aware that, look, some people don't like the racy stuff. So we thought, what should we do? So we've made something, right, that every time you hear this at this time of the morning, you know we're going to get racy, and it gives you a chance to go to the toilet or go put the kettle on.
Well, how bad is it going to be?
Well, listen, sometimes it gets really racy, sometimes it's moderate race, sometimes it's not so bad race. Today is extreme race.
Oh,
so
gosh.
Check out the new Racy Warning More Radio Breakfast Bed. Let's talk about sex.
I wasn't expecting that.
Let's talk about sex. right, turn that off.
All right. Okay.
How's this for a story? This is unbelievable. I mean, what are you into when you're alone with your other half? Do you know what I mean? Have a think about that. Because I've spotted this story. It's coming out up north somewhere. And some people were in a pub. Well, it was like an evening. And they were having their social distance meal or whatnot. And it's a nice pub. You know what I mean? Nice place. Sort of well done out and that. Quite a nice reputation and whatnot. And then all of a sudden, something happening in the garden catches one of the customer's eyes. He says to the manager, excuse me. I don't expect to see this while I'm sat here trying to draw my cock off her. And the manager's like, well, what's going on? And he says, well, look. And he looks out the window and a woman has got her husband standing up on one of the pub's tables. He's got his hands on a beam above his head. He's wearing stockings and suspenders. What? And she's smacking him on the bum with a table tennis bat.
In a pub?
In a pub garden.
I'm sorry. I don't believe you.
It's true. I'll show you the picture. We're not going to post
picture?
It. There's a picture of him doing it. He's not naked. He's got like a vest on. And then he's got his stockings and suspenders on. And she's going, whoopee, 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 with a table tennis bat.
Are there pants?
There's pants involved, yes.
Okay, good.
But as I say, you've got this poor person trying to enjoy their coq au vin, which is chicken casserole, by the way. And they're saying, I don't need to be seeing this. They had to call the police and they were carting it off.
Lou, you and Pete... I mean, you're not that far, but you've expressed to us off air before that you like...
you're a very racy couple.
No!
They're very much into experimentation and exploration.
Coq au vin.
Making things up.
You love coq au vin.
I'm a vegetarian.
Oh, damn it, all right.
Listen, if you're going to listen, obviously everything's about to change next week with how many times you can get into the pub. But if you do get in the pub, please don't do that because it's not fair on the other diners. That is what I would like. And that was this morning's bit that was all about...
Oh, gosh, you want the jingle again?
Quite a long intro bit, isn't there?
Yeah, we'll have to cut this introduction.
I think we might
now.
Have to, yeah.
It's about this, though.
We talked about sex. We talked about sex.
It's Jennifer Lopez on the show.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits.
Let's not play that again, eh?
So that was the new track from Steps released this morning here on More Radio with Tom, Lou and Jack. That's called What the Future Holds.
I mean, that is like all the best Eurovision songs rolled into one.
The first line again. One more teardrop, the surface tension breaks. And if the surface tension breaks, then I will pull my pain and more. What are our thoughts? I thought it had hypnotic beats to it. I thought when one of the lads came singing in, I thought I was in it then. I was away. I liked it.
Oh, you were throwing some shapes the whole time, Tom. I reckon you and I, we need to meet up this weekend and learn the dance moves.
Well, there's got to be a dance routine.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
I still remember all the tragedy moves, yeah. The 5, yeah. 6, 7, 8. I know them all, so...
Jack, your thoughts? I agree. Thanks very much, bud.
Let's move on, shall we?
Actually, you know what? I think we should play it again.
You want to turn that off? I'm coming in there.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack.
One of my favourite royals has to be Fergie. I love her.
She's not a royal anymore.
Yeah, I know, but she's still in that circle. And she did loads of great YouTube stuff for kids during lockdown. And
really?
She's a bit scatty. She's a bit mad, but I like that about her. And she's got a new cookbook coming out, a recipe book.
Brilliant. Fergie's Feasts.
No, well, this is her second one. Her previous book was called Dining with the Duchess.
That's nice. Upmarket, yeah.
Yeah, so this is a collection of fun and easy dishes for the whole family to enjoy. I've got no title as yet. But we're looking forward to Fergie's recipe book. I think that's the kind of thing I might...
Is that the link? Is that honestly the link? You've got nothing else, you've got nothing that she's cooking party food or the name of it. Just that Fergie can cook.
Well, she's got...
I mean, is that the bit?
That's all I've got for
okay,
you.
Okay, fine. Let's just rewind, make stuff up. We've got about 10 seconds. Yeah. The book's coming out. Oh, Tom, that sounds interesting. Tell us some more about it.
Well, she's collaborated on this book with dictators from around the world.
Nice. So we've gone from a non-story to evilness. Okay, let's try once more. Tom, tell us a little bit more about the book. I'm interested.
Well, she has said that she's cooking One Direction recipes. So the first one here is called Zane Zane's Apple Pie. I don't know.
Zane Zane's Apple Pie.
Oh, I've gone really dizzy.
Right, I feel a little bit uncomfortable talking about this because I'm worried it's going to have the same effect on you that it's had on me, in that Piers Morgan has ruined Sir Tom Moore for me a little bit. So they've done this interview. It basically, a little bit like what Michael Parkinson used to do. They chat about his life.
It's life stories, isn't it? It's on ITV.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's a good show.
It hasn't aired yet, the Tom Moore one, yet, but they did a little snippet the other day. Piers Morgan has revealed that his rider consisted of a bottle of Coke and a big bar of Dairy Milk. Fine. And...
Go on.
Six blondes.
Yes! Go on, Tom. He's a boy, isn't he?
He's got this sense of humour about him, Tom Moore. So he wanted some chocolate, a drink, and six blondes.
Six blondes!
Oh, well, he's obviously joking, isn't
he? Why is he joking? What, because he's a man of age? Oh. Let me tell you something. When I get to his age, which is... do you know what? I've got no chance. But if I did get to his age, I would still think I was enjoying the female form.
Yeah, okay. Right?
Age is just a number, Tommy.
He's using his knighthood in ways that it's not meant to be
used.
Yeah,
this is what I'm concerned about. Power's got to his head.
Let's not give his Willy a nickname, please.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack.
Right, I'd like to revisit something we were chatting about a couple of weeks ago. I think it was you, Tom, that told us about these tuna that have been like spotted off the coast of the UK, and they are worth some serious dosh.
£250,000 if you get an average size one.
No, mate, £2.5 million.
Oh, is it that much?
£2.5 million. The biggest one ever went for over £2.5 million.
Well, they're in our waters, so let's go fishing.
And they tuna. Tuna's not expensive, so we couldn't really like understand it, but one's washed up.
Ooh,
off the coast of Chichester, just near Chichester.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Well, someone picked it.
What, sorry?
Have they picked it?
What do you mean?
Have they picked it?
Picked it up. you're missing one word.
Sorry.
Just the word up and your sentence made sense. This someone picked it. What's it got a zit on its back? Do you know what I mean? Just picked it up.
Right.
You're paid to talk for crying out loud.
Sorry, have they picked it up?
Well done.
It's massive, so no, it's really heavy. They had to get a winch.
Well, let's go pick it.
Hey, for God's sake.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits.
We've had a complaint. Now, we don't really have many complaints, and we've never really needed a complaint line, if you will, here at More Radio. But when Jack joined the team, I think it became obvious that we might need to set one up.
That's not fair.
Well...
That's really judgmental, that is.
It's not judgmental, it's just...
It's just
honest.
The truth. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we had a few come in over the last few months, kind of trickling in, various different genres of complaint, but I think it's important that we give a voice to our listeners because, you know, you guys are the most important thing about this whole radio station, and we do need to take the criticism on board because we do strive to continually improve.
We do. That is
look
important.
At you two giving it that, oh, it never happens to us and we want to improve.
No, we're not
because
saying
you
that.
Two, you know what I mean, you never walked on the tightrope, have you? You know what I mean, without a safety net, not like me pushing the boundaries.
Let's do this then. So, for the very first time, let's open the More Radio Breakfast Complaints Line.
It's the More Radio Complaints Line.
Okay, Lou, you have the complaint. Over to you.
Yeah. Criticise.
I thought it was... Well, we thought it was quite good... good fit.
What have I done wrong?
Okay, we're going to keep this anonymous.
Okay.
I'm going to read out what we received yesterday. Not sure some of your subject matter is suitable for your show. Anyone is likely to be listening. Not the first time I've thought this. Talking about furniture that someone has had...
on. Oh, nookie.
Nookie. It's surely not appropriate. Dot, 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 dot.
When did I talk about people getting amorous on furniture?
I think it was yesterday.
We mentioned Tom's new sofa.
Yeah, you mentioned my sofa and then you were asking rather lewd questions about said sofa and whether...
Tom had.
Oh, no, right, so, no, right, so I see what's happening here. Turn this down a bit, it's too loud, I can't hear. Can't hear myself think. What I said yesterday was, you shouldn't ever buy a second-hand sofa because you don't know what people have been doing on there. That, if anything, is a public service. That's a public service. You know, you wouldn't buy a second-hand mattress, would you? And why would you not buy a second-hand mattress? I'm asking you to. Why would you not buy a second-hand mattress?
Because people have been
yes, okay.
Intimate.
So, and you're telling me you've never...
You stay in a hotel.
You've never had a horizontal play fight on your sofa. Is that what you're telling me, Lou Nash? Eight in the throes of an engagement, recent engagement, still in the passion honeymoon.
I'm not talking about that, Jack.
You're getting very defensive. This complaints line is for us to take on board the criticism from our listeners and maybe...
Learn
the thing,
from it.
Yeah, going forward, we actually don't talk about... various...
I'll talk about what I want. You're trying to stitch me up. It's, listen, I don't buy secondhand sofas because I know what people have been doing on them. It's the same reason I don't buy secondhand cars. It's the reason I'm a big fan of leasing cars. And do you know why?
Right.
Because I know it's a brand new car and I know that no one's ever had a roll around in an MFI car park on the back seat.
Okay. Thank you for your complaint, anonymous person. Lou, if people would genuinely like to complain to the show, how can they do that?
Well, all the usual methods, really. You can text More and your message to 82222. You can get us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at More Sussex. There's an email address on the website as well.
Okay.
You can email our boss.
And if you want me to prove it, I'll bring a sofa in here and we'll get jiggy on it.
You're okay, thanks, bud.
Got a complaint? Send it to Tom, Lou and Jack on More Radio.
Shut up, whoever that is.
Even More Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack.
We're talking about Her Majesty the Queen this morning. We have found out via a chef that used to work for her that the Queen has never had a takeaway in her life. And we feel bad because it's one of life's little joys, you know what I mean, on a Friday night. Babe, go get the menu. Come on. Go and get the menu, even though we don't need it because we're going to order the same thing we always have. And we feel bad for her. What are the other things that you really hope Her Majesty the Queen has done at some point? Because it's just good fun.
Okay, so loads of texts coming in. Gibbo in Brighton says, I'd love to see the Queen on Supermarket Sweep. Stuart says, has the Queen ever had a 2 a.m. breakfast at Watford Gap? Yeah, she went to a service station.
Yes.
That's a great word.
Service station food. I doubt she's ever done it.
Does she own a pair of trainers? You know what? I'd love to see her at a Zumba class.
Does the Queen own a pair of trainers? If she does, I reckon she owns Converse All-Stars.
Yes. Tie-dye ones.
Rocking them underneath her gowns.
Helen in Bexhill. Morning to you, Helen. Thanks for coming on the show. What do you hope the Queen's done?
I hope that, like the rest of us, she's been so drunk that she insists on taking whatever means possible to get her driver to stop off at a kebab shop and get a dirty kebab with chilli sauce on the way home for the night out.
Helen, you're my kind of woman coming on here with that potty mouth of yours. I'll tell you, if she hasn't done that, Helen, she's letting the very best in life pass her by, isn't she?
She hasn't lived, has she?
Let me ask her. She hasn't lived. I'll tell you what, you're terrific. When was the last time you did that? And don't lie to me or I'll know.
Oh, God, it was a few years ago. I've had a kebab since, but I've never been that drunk that I've insisted a cab driver stop by.
Oh, Helen, a sober kebab.
Sober kebab. I have a sober kebab, Helen, probably once a year. Like, the wife will be out, the kids will be out. I think, do you know what? No one knows. I'm going to go get this bad boy.
There's nothing like a dirty kebab.
There's nothing.
Nothing like one.
I'll tell you what, the next time I'm in Bexhill, and I've had a few, I'm going to keep your number. I'm going to give you a buzz, and we're going to go and find somewhere together. All right, mate.
Yeah, absolutely.
Poor Helen's on right move later today. She's moving house.
Even More Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack, the best bits.
Today is Jeff Eve, so tomorrow in the lad house, our new puppy comes home. We've been waiting a little while. Obviously, he's got to get to a certain age until he comes home. I finally caved in to... I didn't cave in because I've always wanted one. I've been a bit nervous. But my wife, Sally Ann, has been desperate for a dog for many, many years. And yeah, we found one. Oh, I found one. Surprise, Sally and the boys. Jeff, he's a boar doodle. He's a cross border collie poodle. And he comes home tomorrow. So today is Jeff Eve.
Aww.
And I'm after your pearls of wisdom. Any advice you've got about having a puppy? We know it's going to be hard work, but we have three cats, you see, that we love very, very much as well. So it's even more of a mish for us. What's coming in, Lou? Because Jeff is on Facebook, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. He's on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram and More Sussex. Go and have a look because he's so super cute.
Proper cute.
Oh, he really is. Margaret has some lovely, not overly helpful advice.
Thanks, Margaret. What is it, then?
She says, love him, just love him and he'll love you more back.
Well, I mean, we're a very loving household. I mean, Tom's been to our house before. You have yet to visit Lou, and Tom always gets lots of love when he comes round.
This is from Monty. Hi, Monty. Good morning to
you. Is it Monty Don?
It doesn't say.
Oh, I love Monty Don.
Important to enrol your puppy in a puppy class. Yeah. Your puppy will learn basic obedience, and it's really good to interact with other dogs. We enrolled our puppy in a puppy class that started after the school run, so we dropped our kids off at school, and then we dropped off Bracken. So that's the puppy. So you, maybe, you know, as the Reuben and Eddie go off to school and they're with their bags and rucksacks and lunchbox and scooters.
Yeah.
There's Jeff with his little school cap on.
Listen,
I just want to clear.
Box of treats.
I just want to make everyone. I am not going to be one of these dog owners that ever, ever puts a bow tie on my dog.
How about a little bandana?
And I'm also, I'm never, ever going to be one of them dog owners whose dog has his own Instagram account.
Oh, yeah.
No. And not Jeff underscore the underscore pup.
Yes. No. And I'm literally just sending in, doing an Instagram post on my own Instagram. And I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to be one of them who says, you can follow Jeff here.
Jeff the dog official, blue tick.
Jeff the lad.
Follow his capers.
All right.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack.
Got more weather news here. It's caught my eye because it's quite a fab. You know, they give these weather fronts interesting names like Sahara and Blowtorch and stuff like that.
Beast from the East.
60 mile an hour gales this weekend before some hot weather next weekend. And the reason the weather's going to be hot next week is because there's a rather large bulge in the jet stream.
Oh, Jack, grow up. That's not funny.
Bulge! Bulge is such a great word, isn't it? There's quite a large bulge in Tom's jet stream.
Oh, you see, Jack! We've already had a complaint to the show today about your lewd and over the top.
I'm reading the headline.
Well, we're literally just talking about the weather, okay, so you can say the word bulge.
No.
Is that what's happening
here?
Do you
know what? Listen, this is what it says. Storm warning. 60 mile an hour gales this weekend before bulge in jet stream.
Oh,
brings mini heat wave.
All right. Thanks for the weather, Jack.
You're welcome.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits.
Love Chainsmokers. Great band, you know. I love their sound. So Paris is the big song. Hope you're well. Tuesday morning here on More Radio.
You really say you love their sound. Like, yeah. Describe it a bit, because you often say you love that sound. What do you make of
it? It's got
sound?
Like an earthy electro pop sort of beat.
That's good. Yeah, I'd say I don't agree.
Super spot
you,
on.
You asked, mate.
Earthy.
Oh, right, I don't know what to make of this. This is a slightly bizarre stat for you, but apparently sales of shiwis, do we know what one of those are?
Oh, yes, a shiwi. This is like what girls use at a festival.
Yeah.
And you stand up, and it means essentially a woman could do a stand-up wee-wee.
It's a little funnel of sorts.
Oh, my lobe. Oh, come on.
Anyway, sales of those are up 700% since lockdown began.
Why is that then?
Well, they're not entirely sure, but they think it might be because a lot of public toilets were closed.
Yeah, and people, even if they're open,
you don't want to use them.
Yeah. So you,
they're
if
a bit
you're
scuzz, aren't they?
Travelling, you keep your horn in your bag.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, I can understand. Yeah, I mean, I don't like a public toilet the best of times. No. That's not because I'm a snob. It's just some of them are a bit icky. Lou, I'll ask you this. Have you ever used a shiwi?
I haven't, no. I'm quite intrigued.
If you go to the public toilet then, do you do the...
Cause hover.
No, the hover.
Yeah.
Oh, do you see? I do the old the toilet roll around the top of it.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, that's what I do. Yeah. Tom,
I take my own seat.
That's all that bag's for. Yeah. I'm wondering what you lug around.
That's Tom's man bag, Lou. It's got all sorts of stuff in it.
So it's got a toilet seat.
It's got Tom's own toilet seat. He's always got some lip balm in there, and always the current and latest edition of the Edinburgh Woolen Mill Autumn Catalogue.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack.
I mentioned yesterday about these rumours flying all over the place that Princess Beatrice is pregnant.
Oh, yeah.
Because she was spotted in a baby shop in Chelsea. That was it. But, yeah, bookies are now, you know, taking bets. So it seems to have gone on to the next stage. They're taking bets on names and sex of the baby.
Well, we don't even know she is pregnant.
But, I mean, the fact the bookies have, like, they've got the knowledge. They know, don't they?
If you were going to have a bet, what would you go in with? You're going into Betfred or Paddy Power or any other bookies. What, you're going to lay down? You've got 50 quid to put it down. Go.
A baby boy called Ian.
Okay. Lou.
Girl called Jamelia.
Cool, okay. Octuplets. Four boys, four girls. Jane, Helen, Heather, Marie, Terry, Barry, Donnie, Jake.
Donnie!
The best bits from Tom, Lou and Jack.